Hi, my name is Louis Ndagijimana. I was born in Burundi, and Burundi is located between Tanzania, Rwanda, and Republic Democratic of Congo. I left Burundi because there were political conflict which caused many lives of family members and other people. I fled to Tanzania.
Did you ever fear that your life was a threat?
Yes. I heard many things that I didn't hear before, like gunshot, and also I saw many people who were killed. So it was very horrible, and I just ran away. I just found myself in another country. I was just following other people.
So this was 1995, Louis, and you fled to Tanzania, and you arrived at a refugee camp. What was that experience like?
When I arrived in the refugee camp, really, I couldn't figure out how my life would be. It was really horrible, imaginable. I couldn't imagine how I will survive. However, there was an organization called UNHCR. This organization was providing food and other human needs for just to survive.
So on a day-to-day basis, what is it like inside a refugee camp?
Day by day in a refugee camp, I just compared, when you catch a rat or a mouse, and then you put it in a box. You just survive because there is these organizations who provide daily needs, not enough, but just to keep you alive. As a refugee, you are not allowed even to quit the camp, the refugee camp.
Within yourself, how do you grapple with the fact that there is seemingly no end in sight and you don't know when you're going to be leaving, or you don't know when you're going to return to some sort of normal civility life? How do you deal with that every day?
It's hard to express the feelings of someone who is in a refugee camp. That's why most of our people who've been in a refugee camp end up by having this endless anxiety. I lived in a refugee camp around 7 years, so I think these memories, they will remain with me. I can't forget that.
For 4 years, you were separated from your wife. Why was that?
Some people get chance to be resettled in a third country. That way, my wife came to Australia. We were friends, we were engaged. And then when she left me, she said, "Let's keep praying, we meet again." It's only those words which kept me thinking and believing.
So when you got your visa to come out to Australia and you were reunited with Clementine, how did you feel? What went through your mind after all this time, 4 years apart? What was that reuniting moment like?
I was very happy. To the fact that I was singing maybe whole week. It was extremely tremendous.
So that was only in 2009, Louis, that you were reunited with your wife finally. You've got 3 kids now, and you're here in Newcastle, and you're studying at uni. When you hear about the debate in Australian society about refugees and where they should be sent and what we should be doing to help tackle that issue, what are your thoughts on that, having gone through a similar sort of experience?
You know, people have kind of different point of view. You know, there is someone who hates refugees. Maybe some have thought refugees are taking over the advantages, something like that. But on another side, refugees really, they are very important in this country, I can say, because once I'm here as a refugee, my goal is to build my better life. Once I'm building my better life, I'm paying tax if I'm employed. I think that's a good thing for that. I can also be like a role model of a particular group of people. If someone is allowed to be here legally, please let them leave.
Do you understand the other side of the argument? Can you reconcile with what that side of the argument is, even if you don't agree with it?
On the other side, I can understand them a little bit.
How proud are you of how far you've come?
At the moment, really, I can tell you, I can't complain. I'm in a good track. I'm in a good way. And I can look behind me and then say, this is a better achievement. I was lucky because my wife was always encouraging me to do studies. I'm very proud.